Can you believe it's been a year already?
That short?
No.
What do you mean that short?
It feels like a lot longer talking to you guys.
It's like I've been trapped in an elevator stuck in between floors forever.
Wasn't that the plot of a movie?
I think that was the plot of the first Speed.
What?
Speed with Keanu Reeves and Dennis Hopper.
That was an elevator?
I don't know. I left the movie in the first 5 minutes. I assume they stayed in the elevator for the rest of it.
Well, that probably would have made a better movie. See, if it would have been an elevator, then that one episode of Mythbusters would have been if an elevator could jump a broken bridge instead of a bus.
If it was a great glass elevator, it could.
Superhero Time with your hosts, XV.
Where do you think the flavoring comes from?
Hey, Mickey.
I'm going to hit you with my phaser beam. Clonk, clonk, clonk.
Paladin.
To me, it sounds like you just said trans sex cheaper.
And Fort Max.
I am sorry.
Showtime! Right. You're listening to Superhero Time. It's the anniversary show.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Yay. Yay.
That's probably how anyone listening feels, too.
Join me for our momentous one-year milestone is the under-the-weather Hey Mickey.
I have the Black Plague.
Well, then it's a good thing we don't record this in person, isn't it?
I wish I could spread it to all of you.
Starting next week, new co-host. We also have Fort Max.
Hello.
Breathing heavy for 52 weeks. And Paladin.
Your mom was breathing heavy.
She died.
That was only for a few seconds, though.
That she died?
No, they're breathing heavy.
Oh.
Now I ran out of nickels.
So, it's our anniversary show, but basically nothing happened in the preceding week, did it?
Nothing important.
We got the air date for Power Rangers Samurai Forever.
I repeat my previous statement.
Samurai Forever.
Rangers together.
Let's samurais, guys.
Let's rock it.
So that's going to be on February the 7th, is that right?
Correct.
So how much dread are we having in anticipation of this?
Not that much, really.
I'm pretty sure I know what to expect, so I'm not really dreading anything. I'm just not expecting to really like it.
Basically, you're not expecting RPM again.
No, I'm expecting Season 1 of Power Rangers crossed with Jungle Fury.
We could only be so lucky if we got Season 1 of Power Rangers again. You know, the low-budgetness was really helpful to it. You know, it didn't make it look like it was trying to take itself so seriously. Now with the production values as high as they are, you pay more attention. Well, comparatively speaking, Fort Max... But, you know, you pay more attention to...
That was the oddest laugh I've ever heard Fort Max do.
And that's saying something. But, you know, if everything looks nice, you kind of pay attention to how lacking the story and acting are.
I noticed how lacking the story and acting were in the first season, too. But maybe that's because I was an older audience at the time.
You have and always will be an older audience, Mickey. Until you
Your
die,
an
anyway.
Older audience.
You'll probably die from your illness soon anyway, so then you won't get any older.
Yeah, you know. Nickels.
If you want any of my fortune, you have to spend the night in a haunted house. It's in my will.
That's awesome. More people should do that. That shouldn't just be a thing from 40s movies.
And Scooby-Doo cartoons?
Same difference.
Yeah, you're right.
I should require everyone to dress as a Scooby-Doo character as well.
Nice.
Dibs on Shaggy.
Fort Max, you're Velma.
Why?
You really want an answer to that?
Yeah, actually, I do.
No, I call dibs on Red Herring.
No, you know, Fort Max has to be Scrappy.
XV, you can be the Harlem Globetrotters.
Score! Although, I don't know, couldn't I be like the Three Stooges or Batman and Robin instead? I'm a little short to be a Globetrotter.
Yeah, but you want to show off your basketball skills, don't you?
Have you not been paying attention every week when I lose my balls?
I thought it meant because you were shooting them.
Oh. Well, I can understand where the misunderstanding would come in then. Yeah, you probably should stop swallowing.
But I have to down this ginger ale.
Good night, everybody. So, besides the premiere date for Samurai Forever,
Rangers Together.
What else have we learned in the past week?
Well, The Birth Driver came out. Isn't that news?
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's birthtastic.
Happy birthday.
So do we have any better idea on how this gun works now?
Well, you clip a thing to it and you pull a trigger and stuff happens.
Just like your mom.
Fantastic.
Actually, with your mom, wouldn't it be you strap a thing on?
No, you can clip it too. She's big enough.
But doesn't the clip kind of pinch? But maybe she likes that.
Well, that's what the
depends on where
for.
The clip is.
Your mom has an enlarged clip.
Mom has enlarged everything.
Best anniversary show ever. Even if it is our only one. But yeah, I have no idea how the birth gun works.
And you're not going to pay for it to find out, are you?
Probably
we'll tell
not.
You when you're older.
Yeah. Yeah, the birth gun shoots babies. Like the big bomber occasionally did.
Big ol' bomber.
I will be disappointed if the big bomber does not show up in Go Kiger.
Well, okay, I kind of got this figured out. One of the things I read suggested that the point of going around and getting all of the various Red Ranger powers was to revive Big One. So clearly that must mean that the villain for the series can only be defeated by the Big Bomber, which can only be summoned by Big One.
I thought it was about Akka Red.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. There goes that theory.
We don't know.
Either way, though, we do need the Big Bomber to show up.
Yeah.
Okay, so look at the birth gun here. It looks like you load the metals into the top, and they slide forward, and they fall back down to the clip again, so you can just keep doing it over and over and over again.
So basically it's like a metal fountain gun?
Kinda. It's like you load the clip into the top, and then you plug the empty clip into the bottom where it catches the empties.
Oh, does it come with two clips?
No, it's the same one. You slide them on the top, and they fall in. Then you take the empty thing and plug on the bottom where it catches them again.
So basically it's self-reloading.
Yeah.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
So it doesn't actually shoot the disc out of the end of the gun at all.
Which is really disappointing. Because, you need a weapon that will shoot RFID-filled plastic metals at cats and stuff. And younger siblings.
Especially
the younger siblings. Remember those, the foam disc shooters?
Yeah.
That's what this should have been.
Yeah, those things are great.
Except with hard plastic instead of soft foam.
Or the pizza thrower from Turtles.
Which was a hard plastic disc shooter.
Yeah.
Of course, it didn't shoot very far.
But it had that great whine when you started the engine.
Yeah. Like, you know, they... Playmates trotted that thing back out again for the Chicken Run movie toy line.
Yeah, they did.
What was it, Chicken Run toy line?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that just goes to show how prevalent it was in stores.
Yeah.
I think so, I only saw that retooled pizza thrower at, like, KB.
It was the 90s back then. All kinds of stuff had big toy lines.
Plus, it's Playmates.
Yeah, I'm sure if they thought they could... figure out a way to make it work, they will put the pizza thrower toy in the Terminator line. Or the Star Trek movie toy line.
They would sell parts of it in different action figure sets.
Well, no, they would sell the pizza thrower itself as its own unit, and then you'd have to buy the other figures to get the discs to shoot out of it.
Yep.
Well, except they wouldn't actually ever release the ones with the discs.
Right, that would have been like the Series 3 toys. Because Series 2 didn't even come out.
Well.
Way to go, Playmate.
Though the launcher itself would be Series 1.
Well, I mean, the launcher itself would have been like the bridge and the transporter. They would have, yeah, you know, actually come out. But like you say, the parts to finish it off would never have been actually released at retail. How anybody thought that banking on a movie toy line making more than one assortment at retail was ever a good idea? I mean,
Playmates.
Yeah.
Playmates, the Tron toy line is in wave two stuff now.
First.
That's because you keep buying it all, Mickey.
Yeah, I know.
Which just proves how unwell you are.
But they're light discs. Now I've got three of them.
Okay. Being that the only time I ever tried to watch Tron, I fell asleep after about 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that, because that's the movie I put on the PSP to fall asleep at night. Typically, once I put in Tron, I fall asleep about 30 to 45 seconds into the movie.
Well, it's now, like, I've also done that with Star Trek the Motion Picture.
I've still never seen Tron, I gotta confess that.
Same here.
Or The Matrix, actually.
It's not very good.
Which is why I never felt that bad about falling asleep partway into it.
Yeah, the first Tron movie has a lot going in terms of style and charm, I guess. But as far as the motion picture goes, it's pretty dull. It's sort of aimless and quiet and dark, and it will just put you right to sleep.
Nice.
That said, you know, I mean, I still like it anyway, despite the fact that it's not a good movie.
Okay, anyway, what I was getting to is, since I've never actually seen the first movie even, what are those discs supposed to be or do?
They're called identity discs, and they store basically your entire, everything about who you are, what you know. It's all on that one disc.
So it's basically Optimus Prime's floppy.
I was going to say it's a floppy disc then.
Yes, except they can also be used for combat as well, which can look like a retarded dual purpose, but there you have it. That's what they do.
I'm going to beat you with all the knowledge I've ever learned.
Yeah. Like, if I'm going to be blocking an incoming attack, I don't think I'm going to do it with, you know, my soul or whatever.
That's a very good point. what were we talking about before?
We were talking about Power Rangers.
No idea.
Oh, I know. The birth driver. Having watched the most recent episode of O's, which introduced birth, I gotta say the belt is necessarily underwhelming, considering that no matter what, it will never produce funky techno add-ons for your body.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure it's a nice piece of crap to wear, but it'll never replicate the function in the show.
Yeah, it's not nearly as exciting as, say, the O's driver, or even the Devil driver.
Yeah.
I gotta agree.
I mean, it's kind of like the next DN driver, which
I don't know
sucked.
What that was.
Well, it They're sucked. Gone, right? Yeah, it sucked massively compared to the Deca driver because even though the whole theme of Decade was the cards with the barcodes on them,
mm-hmm.
The DN driver didn't have a barcode reader.
Oh.
And it still costs like $60.
That's
probably
stupid.
Double that now, at least.
Yeah, at least, if you can even find one. But yeah, it's very stupid and another example of ARG Bandai. Of course, at least the DN driver exists. If it was Bandai of America, it probably wouldn't.
No, it would be replaced with sunglasses.
Or a cell phone.
Or a motorcycle.
Sunglasses that turn into a cell phone.
Riding a motorcycle.
No, though they plug onto a motorcycle. The front of it.
Sunglasses,
like plugged into your mom.
Sunglasses that turn into a cell phone that fits into a robot body frame that rides a motorcycle. Speaking
yes.
of which, Mickey, you bought the Mobile Morph Green Ranger on clearance.
I did. I said I would get one if it dropped on clearance low enough. Just, I guess for the same reason I own the Catwoman movie. That's all like things that are terrible.
Or all those Tron toys.
Yeah. But,
this illness is your punishment for that.
Well, this bad toy thing is probably a punishment for something.
Probably for us.
No, I think he was doing this bad toy stuff before we came along.
Not really, no. But, yeah, it's... Wow. Well, we all made fun of it before, you know.
Just
we
all thought looking it was crap. At it.
And it yeah, is and crap?
It's like the worst piece of crap I've ever played with, I think. It's... it seems so much cheaper out of the package than in it.
Cheaper than $6?
Yeah. It's, the articulation is so limited as to not be able to do anything with it. Like, you can't pose it at any position other than just standing straight up. And it... There's really not much to say about it, I guess, other than it's really worse than what you could possibly expect.
So in the realm of inexplicable products that Bandai of America has produced, how would you rate this?
What, with on a scale of what to what?
I don't know. Use your best judgment. Well, I guess if you were using your best judgment, you wouldn't have bought it in the first place, but, you know.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10 with... one being a power morpher and 10 being morpher glasses, sunglasses. This is probably up there around an 11.
So you're making 1 the high point of your rating scale?
A scale of cool to retarded.
I know, that's just kind of an unusual way to rank it.
Well, whatever.
It's an unusual thing to rank.
And so is Mickey.
But see, what the amazing thing is it comes with the episode on DVD.
It does?
Yeah, it's the reversion Day of the Dumpster.
Nice.
And even it's crappy because something went wrong in the encoding process and it's playing about 10% faster than it should.
So it's out of sync and everything?
No, it stays in sync. It's just everything's a little faster and higher pitched.
You know what it probably is? The plastic in the DVD was probably cheap and it shrank by about 10%.
Or I'm going to guess a...
Which assumes that a DVD works the same as a vinyl record.
Yeah.
No, you got the sped up PAL release. Or, well, no, I guess that would be slowed down.
Are you calling Paladin slow, Portmax?
No, I'm talking about the old... video game them's, releases them's, in Europe.
Them sounds like fighting words. Right, Paladin?
Yeah, he ain't wicked.
Paladin, fight, our slow-thinking weapons expert. What? Mickey?
What?
I don't know.
Alright, here comes the fever delirium. So basically, there's nothing redeeming about the Mobile Morph toy, even the DVD that it comes with. Is that right?
Yeah, basically. I mean, I can't even scrap it for use for parts for customs either because nothing's useful on it. Oh, one thing that's kind of interesting, though, that I didn't know, is like you press the button and it makes noise. But then you leave it alone for a while. After a while, it'll start ringing on its own. And you can play with it some more.
Yeah, some
it's
of
like
the
a desperate plea for attention.
Some of the morphers do that, too.
It's like, hey, I know I suck, but come back and play with me. I'll keep ringing until you press my buttons again.
That's what she said.
Well, aren't you glad you didn't buy it for $15 the first time you saw it?
Oh, most definitely. It was barely worth the entertainment value of how shitty it was for $6.
Sounds like it. Okay, so who else got stuff?
I have a Samurai Megazord.
And nobody cares about that.
Stuff,
what about
you, but not really related to this podcast.
What'd you get?
Well, I found Reveal the Shield Tracks and Jazz for the first time today.
Yay.
Oh, you're way behind the curve, aren't you?
Yeah, I know. My distribution sucks.
Hey, you know what I got?
What?
Off of eBay, I bought a Saban's Masked Rider figure.
Why?
I saw that.
Which because one?
The regular one.
You should have got the Dex figure.
I'm looking for one. If I find one again, I will.
They all got put in that landfill in Arizona next to the AT games.
The AT games are probably more fun than Dex.
Amazingly, this Masked Rider figure is actually slightly better than the Automorphin figures from around the same time. Because instead of just the straight swivel hips, it has ball joints.
Well, everybody likes balls on their hips.
But otherwise,
Mom certainly does.
Otherwise, it's like mechanically identical to the Automorphin figures, except for the Morphin part.
So, okay, Samurai Megazord. How much was it?
Tell us about the Samurai Megazord.
Well, this was $30 at Walmart. Prices may have varied widely from about like $23, $25, $30-ish.
Nothing's that wide.
But anyway, first thing. The turtle's the only one that actually can still do its origami form.
But just because it basically never transformed out of it in the first place.
Right.
Yeah. Ha ha, Pink Zord sucks.
What a shocker.
Has there ever been a Pink Zord that wasn't crap?
Overall, the size of it is about the same as, well as, I mean, it's about as tall as the 2010 Megazord. And the Zord's arms and leg forms are actually about the same length as the Dino Zord's arms and legs mode, so they're not going to be lopsided if you have mix and match the legs. Now the dragon is kind of odd.
You mean the corgi?
The legs are, you know, the two sets of legs. One set of legs is directly below where the neck connects to body. The other one is the back set of legs is below the joint between the two main body segments. So it's not quite as bad as it could have been. I do kind of wish it would be kind of odd if the legs were actually the back legs were actually at the back. Then it would be more dachshund proportion, but
I thought it was a corgi.
Well, this is according to someone at Ranger Board, and well, it's
didn't they call it a corgi?
Yeah, and it's more that I find it funny simply because of, well, how wrong it is
to call a dragon a corgi.
Yes.
Also, it's a corgi dragon. That'd be very accurate.
And the sword can act as a very, very long tail for the dragon. The sword itself is actually pretty big, and it's also very well detailed. Has full detailing on both sides, unlike the one for Shinkano, which was only detailed on one side.
That's what your mom said.
So it actually has more detail than the Japanese?
Yes.
Funky.
Yeah, the Japanese toy has just slots on one side.
Your mom has slots on both sides.
And three times on Sunday.
Now, the, of course, the combination itself is pretty simple.
Well, of course it is.
It's Bandai.
It's a Megazord.
Yeah, but it is much better proportion than Shinkano by virtue of having thighs. Whereas with Shinkano, the lower legs connected directly to the hips.
I guess since there's no individual origami modes, you can't do the totem pole configuration with this one.
Right.
Pity.
Yeah. Now, the instructions do include... Now, the Megazord's instructions include the instructions for combining with the other three origamis.
Uh-huh.
And it's a bit different from the Japanese toys. The for all three of them, the helmet part comes off, and all three have actual helmets, unlike the Japanese, where one of them was a second head. However, the
Your mom had a yes.
However, the
that's what she said.
Yeah, however, the crab is, the main
Your mom
body...
also.
Okay, the main body of the crab is used as
Wait,
a
there's
hand.
There's
no crab
right?
in Shinkenger.
I was going to say, where is this crab coming from besides your mom?
Yeah, well, not the crabish, I'm not sure what it's called, the, okay, the Beetle Zord.
That's, there you go.
Yeah, the Beetlezord is Beetle the main Wars. Body of the Beetlezord is a handheld weapon, whereas the main body of the Swordfish Zord replaces one of the arms. However,
are you sure it's a swordfish and not like a frog or a minivan or something?
It's probably a shark. All fishes are sharks.
And just like all birds are hawks or falcons.
Well, the Tiger Zord combines pretty much the same way as the Japanese toy. However, given that these are in Bandai of America instructions, the Swordfish and Beetle Zord may or may not be able to combine as they do on Japanese toys.
Or may not even come to actually exist.
Yeah. As for the...
we're never going to let this Dragonzord thing go.
Yeah. And the combined form with all three is the Battle Wing Megazord.
They're calling that thing a Megazord?
What? Well,
do you mean the combined form with the
combined,
Samurai Megazord?
Well, the Samurai Megazord with the three other origamis is the Battle Wing Megazord.
Okay.
I got to admit, that name doesn't totally suck.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Winger, though.
Main difference
which
with,
does totally suck.
Main difference with these is that the. That two of the drills, instead of connecting to the chest, connect to the legs.
Probably because they had to move the connection points in the downsizing.
Yeah, and the helmet crest doesn't fold, doesn't have the joints that fold together. But, and unfortunately, if you're using the, see, the 2010 Megazord being used with the Samurai Megazord legs will fit in Titanus. However, if you're using any combination with the that uses the Lion Zord from Samurai Megazord will not fit in Titanus.
Well, that kind of sucks.
It's very Bandai, though.
I guess the hips are pitched out a bit too far.
They learned that from your mom.
Yeah. Well, that's the trade-off you get for having actual thighs.
The hills have thighs.
Now, of course,
boy, Mickey, that was quite a cough you had. I heard it all the way from Fort Max's microphone.
A ventriloquist.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the biggest problem with the figure is there is no Mighty Morphin Dragonzord to combine it with.
Right.
Right.
Now remember,
it can at least combine with the 2010 Megazord, right?
Yes.
You know what's going to happen, don't you? Bandai's going to hear everyone complaining about there not being a Dragonzord. They're finally going to release one, only it's going to suck.
No, they'll hear us complaining about there being no Dragonzord, and they'll not release something from Shinkanger instead.
No, instead they'll release a deluxe Dragonzord that is,
completely incompatible.
No,
with
that is... the Dragonzord from the Samurai Megazord.
There's no dragon in the Samurai Megazord.
The blue dragon.
Oh, right, that thing. I was thinking of the add-ons.
No.
They'll just release the original Dragonzord toy again.
Right.
Only this time it'll have a cell phone built into it.
instead of the missile-firing chest plate, yes. So, is the Megazord worth $30 for it, Max? Guess not.
Maybe not 30. It definitely, if it's
25,
shows up
though,
I wouldn't be surprised if it's 20.
5, 25. Somebody's
already 30
sighting.
Is kind of pushing it.
So basically, it's about in par with the quality the Megazords have gotten for that price range for the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So now that you have the Megazord, are you going to buy any of the regular figures?
Maybe not.
Come on, you have to want to get a 3¾-inch scale Recodilanto. The other thing that I have with that. Indiana Jones hands.
Actually, isn't it called the Fire Smasher now?
I'm not allowed to learn those two names.
Well, I mean, how could you not remember the Fire Smasher, though?
Because I didn't remember the Fire Smasher.
Then you weren't paying enough attention.
Not really, no.
Fire Smasher. So, anything else new?
No.
Oh. Okay, then.
I think that's all that's important.
Well, since we've gotten through the important stuff, there wasn't any Ghost Ager, was there?
No, there was not, thankfully.
Nice way to go on a 2-week break. Well, no, not 2-week break. 1-week break. You know, end on a clip show.
Yeah. You get dragged out even longer.
So it's time for O's?
Yeah, probably so, don't you think?
Why the hell not?
The episode of O's we were supposed to have last week, but didn't.
Because the subgroup had the audacity to go on vacation for the holidays.
I know, what's up with that?
How dare they?
They're not supposed to be able to do stuff like that.
They belong to us.
Now. Or they can proceed on their way to oblivion. What?
Yeah.
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 So this was episode 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and holy crap.
How so?
Well, Casley took a bath, looks like. His hair is all not greasy now.
Maybe Dr. Maki was complaining.
So we start off with Gamel finally putting on a damn shirt.
His gorilla shirt.
So he can finally go to McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's been wearing his elephant shoes the whole time.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, he was a very big suit, wasn't he?
Yeah. It's a classy looking suit. I like his elephant gauntlet thing.
It actually isn't the middle of gorilla.
Oh, no, it's on his left arm. He's got like a gauntlet that's like an elephant face and cannons on it.
Wacky.
Yeah, that's Gamel, all right.
Gamel's special.
And then Mazool shows up and they kind of merge or...
something.
Mazool absorbs him or something and then goes crazy.
Well, there was a lot of metals.
Not that she wasn't already a little crazy. Just like the rest of them.
It was a lot of metals, though.
Did you count them?
One, two, three...
Crunch, ask Mr. Owl.
I think Gamel was had either, I think, either 12 or 14 medals.
I think they said 14,
yeah.
He had 14 core medals and who knows how many cell medals in them.
Well, the cell medals don't really matter.
Well, they still add to your power, though.
And
well, they add to your
reason,
physical form, but only to a point.
And for some reason, it looked like he didn't grow his armor back until he had Mizzul's medals in him. What's up with that?
Well, it probably... probably if it's a mismatched set, it just takes, you know, so many to get the same effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if he had all 9 of his medals, yeah, he'd have all his armor, but, well, he was using other people's, medals, so.
Right. They wouldn't want to give him all 9 of his medals back, of course.
If they even had them to start with.
True.
Well, besides giving him back all 9 of his own medals to defeat the purpose of the experiment. At least in the short term.
Yes.
If it had worked out, they would have, of course, had to give him the rest of his medals eventually.
Yeah. And, of course, Bezul goes crazy, gets blown up.
For now.
Well, yeah, I mean, is there an indication of whether or not this is permanent?
I'm going to guess no.
Because there wasn't really any sign of any of them anywhere.
Right.
They're just kind of a big hole.
Yes, but no body, so...
Well, yeah, but
they're not
the
dead
bodies...
until, like, so they're not dead until there's a body.
If the body's disincorporated into a bunch of cell metals, you know, there's not going to be much left to find.
Yeah, do they even have corpses to leave behind? Or they just drop into a pile of monies?
See, now that's the way to go. You
like
die,
in a video
your
game.
Body, and your body immediately falls apart into money.
Money is plural.
Right. Can you imagine how rampant murder would be if that was the case?
Yeah. It'd be pretty awesome.
In the end, there can
well,
be only
you,
one.
Well, and Mickey would be out of a job.
What?
And Mickey would be out of a job.
Yeah.
Well, no one would need a job anymore.
Yeah, you just go kill someone. I mean, that's totally cool, right?
Yeah, murder would actually be an officially sanctioned job.
Of course, in the end, there would be only one, but he'd be rich.
Yeah.
Then you
could buy all the friends he needed.
Out of all the nobody that's left?
Yeah. So
maybe this is a little bit of a flawed strategy, then.
So Gamble and Mazul are both presumably dead right now.
Right.
Okay.
Until they get better.
If they do.
Well, that will never happen.
Of course. And let's see.
I mean, it's not like their Blade Run.
Yeah. And Burt, of course, Burt shows up. And yeah,
they gave a nice misdirection to that one.
Yeah.
Of course, if you read any of the spoilers ahead of time, you
would know that he was just some dude.
Yeah, that he was R5.
R5?
Captain from Tamika Hero Rescue
Force. Oh, okay.
Fire? Was it Rescue Force or Rescue Fire? Rescue Force.
Was it the one we saw naked in that one movie?
The explosive runs.
So he's the one that showed off his massive package?
Yes.
Okay, good. Maybe he'll do that again.
That's just a pick you up you need, right, Mickey?
Yes.
And he apparently doesn't even remember what his common writer name is, because he has to dig the instruction manual out of a milk jug full of metals.
Yeah, I like that the metal milk jugs are apparently the official means to transport cell metals.
Because
that's not the first time we've seen them doing that. But no, you know, this is probably just some guy from the factory that Maki grabbed when Godo wouldn't play along and said, put this on and push the button.
Yeah.
Now go out there and try not to get killed.
It should be the company motto.
But, you know, he'll probably get a nice bonus cake out of it. A birthday cake, even.
Speaking of cakes, Kagami's sounding more and more evil by the episode now.
Yeah, I hope they don't go too fast with that.
They're just swerving as he actually is good.
It's happened before.
Yeah, but he's starting to sound more and more suspicious rather than just crazy.
I'm sure there's a good reason for that. Whatever that may be.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's a good reason all the same. Unless it's not.
See, I'm kind of wondering if we are moving towards I would consider the inevitable conclusion to the greed is that they would self-destruct and tear each other down and then move on to the secondary threat of Kagami.
Though also, the one thing is that Dr. Maki has determined that a greed is not the person to collect the metals.
Not a suitable vessel for all the
metals.
Which, I would say that's kind of obvious at this point, isn't it?
Yeah. It didn't go so well.
No. Maybe Dr. Maki's little doll is the appropriate vessel.
That's probably the actual villain
of the series. Because it's in the perfect position. It's got that nice little chair.
I wouldn't be surprised if that.
See everything that's going on.
I wouldn't be surprised if the doll line has some metals in it, has some core metals in its head or something.
I bet you the doll's from Foundation X.
I don't know about the doll, but I think Dr. Maki's missing a few metals out of his head. Of course, Kazali seems to have figured out that knocking the doll off his arm will make him freak out, stop resisting.
Not me.
What?
That wasn't me coughing, I was just clarifying.
I don't think there's anything that you could mistake for the sound of Fort Max coughing besides Fort Max coughing. Not even close. So let's see, what was the preview for next week's episode?
Stuff happens.
Berth shows up some more, and there's some fighting, and I think that's going to have one of the greed in it.
Oh.
Well, they didn't tell much.
It'll probably still be good, though.
And we won't find out until the 15th?
Yeah, it'll be a while.
Sad. Well, it's better than last year with Double, where there was a 2-week interruption. At this time.
Yeah.
Which I think that was actually right in the middle of the story that introduced Fang Joker. So at least this time around, they're not being such bastards about it.
I think this time last year I wasn't watching Double yet, so.
No, probably not. I don't think you started watching Double till a few weeks into the podcast.
Yeah, I think it was Double's in the teens, I remember, when I started watching it.
Yeah. That would be about right. I think you started watching right around the time Nazca died.
Probably.
So sad. I guess. Yeah,
who's clicking?
I think that's Paladin. He's trying to bother you.
It's working.
Good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, your tolerance is really low this week, isn't it?
I'll tolerate nothing.
So it was kind of creepy this episode, just before Mizzle absorbed Gamel, wasn't it?
Yep.
Creepy, creepy.
I don't remember.
The only way it could have been more creepy if it was, well, is if it was specifically Skrulgore Mizzle was human form Gamel.
What?
Well, I think the only way it could have been more creepy if it was more schoolgirl Mizzou focus. Though, then again, I don't remember what form Mizzou was in.
She was in human form.
Okay.
Because she didn't have enough metals to take on her normal form.
It's been over a week, so...
Yeah, I know. They really kind of screwed us up with this. They better be on the ball next time. Or else we're going to have words with them about messing up our scheduling.
Sure, sure.
Well, they are only here for our convenience, you know.
So, do we have our digital watches?
It's not time for that yet.
No, we're not done yet.
Well, we usually take a break first, don't we?
Well, let's go find our digital watches then.
Right. All right, we'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Hey, this is JD from Fanboy Versus. Join me, Chris Triplett, and Chris McFeely live every Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, or download the podcast. We'll discuss the week's biggest comic news, as well as review the current week's best issues. So tune in to Fanboy Versus, right here on the TF Radio Network.
Superhero Time, where your mom jokes go to die.
Over 3,000 photos, more than a dozen different toy lines, 6 cameras. How do you measure 5 years? FigureReviews.com brings you in-depth reviews and the best toy photography online. Join RAC and XV for quality toy reviews, photography, and just plain awesome. FigureReviews.com.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
The number one hit single by Mr. Sid Dickless.
Okay, we're back. Since it's our anniversary show, I thought we should do something really cool for this one. Something really great that we could all enjoy. Unfortunately, Hey Mickey kind of screwed that up for the rest of us. Way to go.
Sorry.
Because Lewis has just written a book about the Dyna Kids.
It's called Beat My Ass, Dyna Kids, A Lizard Remembers. And it's in bookstores now.
But yeah, this week's Twitter theater was DynaCon. The,
5th annual Dynaman convention.
The long lost episode of the USA Network's Dynaman dub, which was very generously provided to us by Dave Van Domelen.
Yes, he is.
Along with several other episodes that I have yet to encode and upload.
You should get around to that.
Yeah, sorry, laziness beats all.
How's that Blazemaster review coming?
So yeah, DynaCon is the only completely original production in the entire run of USA Network's Dynaman. An entire run of 6 episodes, mind you. You know, I bet they had to spend tens of dollars to produce this.
That high?
Well, you know, tens of dollars could technically mean as little as $11.
I'm wondering if...
They had to get the tape the tape from somewhere.
Yeah, you know, videotapes were expensive back then.
I'm just wondering if they just got the writers and stuff to pose as the actors in it.
There were actors in this?
Yeah, technically, for being filmed with lines.
Well, they probably used the voice actors.
And which are probably the writers.
Turns.
I don't think it's like it is today, where these same people writing the dub scripts are also voice actors, directors. Of course, for Dynaman, it could have been. What? Yeah.
I imagine this is all done in one evening, fueled by cocaine in the 80s.
No, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
It was in the 80s. Now, what's the kids like these days? Neth? Whatever it is.
True story, a meth lab blew up down the street a couple of years ago.
A good time was had by all in the surrounding area.
Yeah, I just wish my fingernails hadn't fallen out.
Can you, like, shoot them out like little missiles?
No, that would just be ridiculous. So yeah, this is the story of the 5th annual Dynaman convention held in Bismarck, North Dakota. And people complain about where BotCon and Power Morphicon get held.
I think I'd rather go to Bismarck, North Dakota than LA.
Yeah, people get mugged in Pasadena.
You know, at least it's not Alabama.
Yeah, people get raped up the ass in Alabama.
Alabama's just a shithole of a state.
I think that goes with the ass rape, Mickey.
Yeah.
I was kind of disappointed that there was so little shown of the convention floor. Because, I mean, there's all kinds of stock footage to mine for, like, crowd
shots.
Yeah,
it appears that they had a lot of fun on the convention floor. There was hula hoop contests. And...
Well, you know, I'm sure they were all hanging around because they knew Dinah Beige was going to be a guest. And they were waiting for that interview.
Yeah, that was probably the number one draw.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's Dinah Beige and yep. Dinah Taupe. What were the others? Was there Dinah Gray? I don't remember.
Fort
Dinah
Max?
Tan.
Fort Max?
I don't know.
You're supposed to know these things.
Yeah, really.
All I know is Dinah Beige is probably Kide.
How so?
Because he's tall and kills his partners?
No, not Hyde. You didn't say Hyde, right?
I said Kide.
That's what I thought.
Which means what?
Kide likes Beige, almost as much as Swerve.
Joe Kide, a designer on Transformers.
Okay. Oh, he was at Dynacon?
What?
He was at Dynacon?
According to Fort Max, yes.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm implying that Kide is actually Dinah Beige.
Well, no, I think you're explicitly stating it now.
I didn't know that. That's pretty amazing.
Speaking of Transformers, it was funny that they specifically name-dropped Transformers as a popular thing. I mean, funny now, but I mean, that was in, what, 88 they produced that, so that was still in recent memory.
Yeah.
Its mass popularity then. Yeah, those Transformers, they were popular, and Christianity, that was big too.
That's the rumor, anyway.
Yes, and of course the religion centered around it, with its religious text, Dianetics.
I just can't even imagine how this even started. I mean, seriously. There is so much insanity in this 45-minute show.
It probably started because they had been to a Star Trek convention from back then.
Did they have Star Trek conventions then?
Oh, yes.
Badly,
Star
yes.
Trek conventions in the early 80s, late 70s are not the classy affairs as we come to know them today.
Well, you know, in the late 70s, I hadn't been born yet, so.
They were vile cesspools of repulsive humanity.
Yeah, Fort Max.
Wrong series.
Yeah, but if that's not what I was thinking, too, you know?
Yeah, conventions, before they got all their glamour of, you know, San Diego Comic-Con and EuroBotCons and all, this is where all the nerd stereotypes formed out of that was out of truth. Of absolutely insane people congregating in mass numbers. So these people that wrote the show have probably been to one and decided to use it as this.
What I'm curious about, though, is what the motivation was for making this, in as much as, obviously, this had to cost more than another episode of Dynaman footage.
They probably wanted to be on TV.
Well, they left all the other episodes on a bus.
Yeah.
Maybe they just wanted to go out with a bang, like your mom.
Of course, your mom comes in with a bang, too.
And mom has
comes
bangs.
Out and, what?
Your mom has bangs.
Yeah.
And of course, sadly, with
some
Dynaman
on her head, too.
And the Dyna ship got totaled.
Yeah, that's kind of a shame.
Yeah.
It's okay, though. Dyna Red is okay. Because he wore his seatbelt.
I like the bit in between commercials where they asked which cast members have been nominated for, what was it, Academy Awards or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was all the villains. Because it's always the villains that get nominated for Academy Awards and shows.
And which one was Cher?
It was Milford Jitsu, wasn't it?
I think, yeah. That was fun. It's another one of those things from old-time cable that you just wouldn't have anymore. Insert random clip of Cher singing at concert.
I think the closest thing we'd have now would be Adult Swim. And even then, it's pretty sane nowadays.
That's kind of insulting Dynaman, you know.
I'm just saying, that's the closest thing you can get to absolute randomness on television.
So. Of course, at this point, it sacrifices all, you know, humor and goodness.
Well, I'm not saying I like Adult Swim. I'm just saying this is the closest thing to insanity that we can get.
Right.
Because Adult Swim is pretty horrible nowadays.
Yeah. Has been for a long time.
Yeah, at least 8 or 9 years, I would say.
With the exception of Venture Brothers.
Right.
I disagree.
Screw you. And your mom. Repeatedly.
Cash up front.
Screw your mom with a roll of nickels.
Cash up front, business in the rear.
But anyway, Dynacon. Fort Max, how about that musical number they threw in the middle of that?
It sure Dino was rap? Musical.
Fort Max, you should learn that number and sing it for us.
Yeah, sing us Dynaman, You're My Friend.
No.
I meant the Dyna rap.
Yeah, but Dynaman, You're My Friend sticks with me more. But yeah, the Dyna rap was pretty good, too.
Dynaman! Dynaman! Dynaman!
Dynaman! Dynaman! Dynaman! Dynaman! I'm not a red and I lead the crew. When monsters come, I run them through. I like to spill their guts all over. The only good monster is pushing up further. I'm Frankie, I'm Dyna Blue. I swim and surf and kill too. It's gnarly fun to shoot and stab, and all the girls, they think I'm fab.
I'm Dyna Pink, I'm small and cute. I love to fight that evil brute. I wave my sword and flash my thigh and watch internal organs fly.
You all know me, Dyna Black, my name. Beating monster butt is my game. I love to see them bite the dust. I love to see my butt.
I'm cowboy known as Dyna Yellow. With weapons, I'm one skillful fellow. When big bad monsters spoil my fun, I blow their heads off with my gun.
And of course, we can only assume that the Dynaman vault had a monolith in it.
Huh?
Yeah, I like the Dyna historian. She was kind of fun.
Insane.
Yeah. I liked it when she shot that guy.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a nice touch.
There's a lot of nice touches in this. We would never have anything like this, even not even close, now.
Which I should send this to Saban and tell them this is what I want to see in the new show.
Even leaving aside all of the like licensed music and stuff, you know, something like this just... I don't know how this happens. Besides, you know, massive drug abuse.
This is what I imagine Power Morphicon to be like.
Unfortunately, I think the reality of that is less thrilling.
I don't think Power Morphicon attendees are dressed that nice.
Yeah, see, that's what was missing from this. There was no cosplayers.
They couldn't afford that.
I guess not. Well, I mean, they could have had people in colored
t-shirts. The majority of the budget was blown on
the Dino
Robot box.
Yeah.
Yeah, the toy was probably where most of the budget went.
How would you even get a hold of one of those back then?
It was actually released in the U.S.
It was?
Yeah.
It was only released in Australia.
America did do some importing of Sentai toys and some other things in a couple of lines. And I think the Dynaman Robo was actually available around that time.
Hmm.
Basically, the Japanese toy in a different box.
I wonder if that might not have been the motivation for doing the Dynaman dub in the first place.
Well, they still have the Dynaman box, though, there. Did they not? I mean...
Huh?
Well, they had some box.
They
was
had
it Dynaman?
They had your mom's box.
They had the toys box in there, so...
Right, but which
it was called something else in America, right?
It did come out. The toy was available in America.
That's not what he asked you for, but, Max.
Was the toy called Dynaman in America?
I think it was the Dino Robot or something.
Okay, but the box you're showing here on the show says Dynaman on the side of it. It looks like a Japanese box.
I don't
box.
Remember what it was called, because I haven't... It's been a while since I've seen any pictures of them, so...
Well, then my question still stands of how the hell did they get a Japanese Dynaman toy box? Because there was no internet to import from back then.
Right.
However, there probably was Chinatown or something. Or whatever the Japanese equivalent is.
Well, see, that's probably from somebody's personal collection. You know, probably whoever was in charge of doing Dynaman was a fan of it in the first place.
Or maybe it came with the film.
Well,
the world may never know.
Yeah.
Now, where's my tuna?
Yeah, I don't know. The thing that strikes me most is just being astonished that they ever did something like this.
This being Dynacon or the Dynaman show in general?
Yes.
Dynacon specifically, but Dynaman seems like an appropriate product of its time.
Yes. Late 80s cable.
But, you know, throwing a pretty much completely new production Dynacon episode into it is just weird.
It's pretty insane.
It is, it is. Aren't you glad we watched it?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yes.
And at some point we'll have to do more Dynacon or Dynaman episodes. Too bad there's not more Dynacon episodes.
I thought we should do one a month, but then we'd run out of episodes too fast.
Yeah, we kind of would burn through that pretty quick.
Uh-huh.
We'll do it again when it seems natural to do so.
Translation, when we can't think of anything else to watch.
Yeah, pretty much. Or, you know, whenever I get around to encoding another episode. Because those two things could very well coincide.
Okay, then.
So, guess that's about all we have to say about Dynacon.
Yeah. Despite it being an hour long, it really just kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you haven't watched it yet, you really need to go and do that. You can find that in all kinds of other videos on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/TFRadioNetwork or go through tfvideo.net. But none of the other stuff matters. Just watch Dynacon. So, let me see. What are we doing next week? I don't remember.
According to the schedule, RPM.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, hell, I was supposed to pick something for that, wasn't I?
Yeah, months ago.
You still got a week.
You were supposed to pick something months ago.
It doesn't help I haven't watched the full series yet.
Good job, Mickey.
I know. I'm a horrible person.
Your
mom's a horrible person.
Yeah.
She'll die.
And looking at the schedule, it's about time to plan out more stuff to watch.
Let's watch some more Japanese shows.
Yeah, we're about
due people
for
in
that,
colored costumes.
We're about due for that, I think.
Like which shows in particular?
We watched Decaranger yet, have we?
Well,
that's
on
after RPM.
Yeah, on the 17th, oh, okay. We're doing an adaptation decay with that. Spoiler alert.
What about Zyuranger?
Well, yeah, TV Neon is putting out those subs now, so...
Yeah, I want to do that in the near future, too, because I'm actually enjoying that quite a bit.
So there's a thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, we also need to cover some of the other Kamen Rider shows. We really haven't done anything on them.
Yeah, the next Rider series we're going to talk about is Kuga. Because you need to experience the low-budget horror of that for yourselves.
I thought everyone loves Kuga, though.
The character, maybe. I don't know about the show, necessarily.
You should watch Shin at some point, just for how horrible it is.
I have watched Shin. I'm not really interested.
What kind of horrible is it?
Let me guess. It sucks.
Pretty horrible.
Like Kamen Rider G horrible, or
no? It's
kind?
Not good. It's not good. Horrible
with a lower budget and a worse suit. There's a scene where the character actually decapitates one of his enemies.
That sounds pretty bitchin'. What's wrong with that?
Do you remember the live-action Incredible Hulk series?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but with a bug man instead.
Ew. That sounds really dull.
Dull. Dull, 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 dull.
But yeah, Shin is not something I would really care to do again. No.
Oh, wait a sec here.
Or just assign it to us and don't watch it again.
Yeah, that's
like you
true.
Did with Turbo.
Go to your Dynacon video.
I did watch Turbo, though. I only said I didn't to piss Mickey off.
Oh, you bitch. Open up your Dynacon video.
Go what
to
part?
22 minutes, 16 seconds in.
Okay, give me a minute here. Where'd I put that?
Free hole age!
Did you say 22:16?
Yeah.
Parts. I think that's it. Let's see. 22.
Or 22:11.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Can you hear me
it's
now?
It's go to.
It is the same hairstyle. Good job, Mickey.
Thank you.
You know, there's what is there? There's Shin, Zeto, and Jay from the early 90s.
Right. When they didn't have an actual series.
They killed the series.
On. Actually, I think they were trying to bring back the series. You know, there had been a few years gap between the end of Black RX and when those movies started coming out.
And they all failed.
Well, yeah. Of course, they're all acknowledged later, though. Because those three do show up in the Decade movie. Amazingly. Of course, there's not really anything necessarily wrong with Jay, I don't think. And probably not Zeto, either. It's just Shin. You know. Shin. What?
Yeah.
Still there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Now, there's a couple other things we should probably still try to watch.
Okay.
You haven't actually done an episode of Ninja Turtles The Next Mutation yet.
Yeah, we have.
Well, not...
Haven't we?
We haven't forced each other to watch it. But we've
well,
just talked
we should, look at the crossover month idea again.
Okay.
You know, then we could just do the... did we do the In Space... No, we didn't. We talked about it in a general sense, but not the actual episode. We could do the In Space Next Mutation crossover for that.
Yeah, that'd be
and
good.
And just, you know, call that it. And then the two episodes of Decade with the Shinkanger crossover.
That'd be good, too.
Because the corresponding Shinkanger episodes have basically no crossover content.
And then if we're doing crossovers, we should probably do reinforcements from the future, because that's kind of cool.
You mean because it's like the best Saban crossover?
Yeah.
Which one was that?
Wild Force and Time Force.
Okay.
And then on the same note, we should also do Time for Lightspeed just to demonstrate how bad it can get.
It sucks.
No?
Yeah, that would make sense. That would give us a nice month.
Either that or do A Friend in Need, which Mickey claims he wouldn't watch anyway.
A Friend in Need, I might actually watch to see how Dex plays against the other Rangers.
Oh.
And plus, it would be a Power Rangers episode and not a Masked Rider episode.
It would be three Power Rangers episodes.
Yeah.
I think. Is it three or is it just two?
I thought it was two.
Five.
I'm curious to see how well Dex plays against, I can't believe I'm about to say this, better actors.
Well, by that point, they kind of were better actors. At least better than they started.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm trying to find the list. All right. A Friend in Need is three parts.
Okay, then.
And then immediately after is Ninja Quest, which is four. There was a lot of multi-part episodes in season three.
Where weren't there?
Of course, looking at this now, there was quite a few in season two also, so I guess it's not that weird.
I seem to remember from the commercials for the show, season three was all multi-parters pretty much from beginning to end. I mean, very hard to jump in.
Yeah, I mean, there is a high density. Every few episodes, you get a multi-part story. The longest stretch without multi-parter is, I guess, during Mighty Morphin Alien Rangers, where you get a whole six episodes between Alien Rangers of Aquitar and Hog Day Afternoon. Otherwise, seriously, there is, like, in one case, there is one episode between multi-part stories. And mostly then just three and one time four. So, I mean, there's not a whole lot of space in there to just jump into an episode. I imagine that was a way to stretch out the limited source footage they had to work with. Or something.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've probably killed enough time here, don't you?
Yeah, you've also killed my voice.
We've stalled long enough. I think we can end the show now.
Can I make one more suggestion for something to cover in the future?
No.
Damn. Oh, well.
What?
I suggest we cover your mom's butt. It's unsightly.
I was just going to say we should do Gatchaman at some point.
That's a good idea.
But which version of it?
The original.
An episode detailing its long and convoluted history.
Well, are you knowledgeable enough in that to take the lead on that?
I could do some research.
Okay. Works for me. We'll write that in at some point.
This can be his Godzilla episode.
What?
This can be Paladin's Godzilla episode.
Yeah. Paladin needs a focus episode once or twice every year. We need an episode where Paladin talks once in a while.
Well, we're doing Decaranger in 2 weeks. That should be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, you can talk about the actual show, and Fort Max and I can gush over Psychic Lover.
I just noticed something.
Mickey, that's been there with you ever since you were born. You need to, like, you know, change your pants.
I'm playing the Cybertron, was it Armorhide, the Rhino, the turdy one?
Rhino is Backstop.
Yeah, Backstop, okay, yeah. I just noticed that his left arm extends out.
Well, I don't have Backstop, so.
I've had this toy for 3 or 4 years now. I've never known that it did that.
5 years.
It's been 5 years already? Damn.
Almost six, actually. Cybertron was 2005.
Yeah. Well, he still sucks, but you know.
You know what's awesome?
What?
My $4 BotCon laser beak.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, really, of all the things to find in a comic book store, right?
Yeah, seriously.
Of course, he's kind of muddy.
Well, you can clean him, can't you?
yeah, the mud will come right off. I just need to figure out the way to do it with expending the least amount of effort.
That's what you
get a toothbrush. Said. Soak in water, Dawn. Just toothbrush them.
What I need is one of those vibrating little tub deals like they have for polishing.
Your mom's got one of those.
I thought your mom is a vibrating tub.
It's both.
She died. And with that, we wrap up this, our first anniversary show.
I'd say here's to many more, but that sounds like a threat.
I was just going to say we've had better. But it's okay. We made up for it with a high concentration of your mom. So,
and now There's and now we're going to go have for your mom. That's high.
Now we're going to go have a high concentration of penicillin.
Yes.
And cocaine.
Because I got this burning sensation, man.
I'm going to go drink a lot of Tylenol PM.
See, before we started, I was going to suggest you chug some NyQuil. Because then you would have been all kinds of fun for the show before you passed out.
No, in all seriousness, the absolute best thing to drink is Tylenol Cold and Cough in the icy blue flavor. Because that shit will knock you the hell out.
Huh.
A single dose will put me out for about 14 hours straight, and I'll wake up drunk.
So I assume you don't have to go to work tomorrow.
No. But that stuff is hands down the best nighttime cold medicine I've ever tried.
Okay, so that's Tylenol PM.
It's called Tylenol Cold and Cough, and it's got a nighttime formula, and it's like got a cool mint flavor to it. It's like ice blue, and it's hands down the absolute best cold medicine.
I'll have to remember that next time I need to put myself out for a while.
Yeah.
There was this stretch a few months ago where I couldn't sleep for more than about 3 hours at a time. That was kind of... Well, we had some of our best shows during that period, but delirium will do that to you.
Yeah.
But how does that stuff taste?
Pretty good, actually.
Really?
It's got a little bit of a cough medicine flavor to it, but really it's just a very strong peppermint.
Huh. Or do you, like, add some extra alcohol into that to kill the flavor with?
No, I'm afraid if I add any alcohol to it, it would probably kill me.
Well, kill you, kill the flavor, same difference.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's our show. Thanks for listening.
Until next time.
Please keep us on the internet for another year. I don't think saying on the air is really appropriate.
Beside the air.
Under the air. Or, I don't know. Whatever. Justify our existence for another 12 months. Or we'll find you.
Jam!
This has been Superhero Time. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.
I've got to go soon because there's some need to go over to someone else to help with their computer.
Well, you can go when we're done.
Well,
it's a computer emergency.
Well, see ya.
What?
Okay.
Well, I've got to go, so...
Oh.
I'll leave the connection open, so...
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
That's a little awkward. Of course it is Fort Max.
Yes.
That dick running away from the anniversary show.
$10 says he's, like, running into the closet to put on a cape and go fight crime. Because that excuse of going in to go fix the computer all fast, that doesn't stand up.
Okay, but what kind of mask does he wear? Is it a Lord Zedd mask or a Thunderclash mask?
It's probably a pair of underpants pulled over his head.
So would that be more Thunderclash or Lord Zedd?
I don't know. Oh, I know. He ties a belt around his forehead and goes as Quail Man.
Nice. Dan Quail Man?
Probably, yeah.
You know, I think I'm going to cut out the part where Fort Max said he was leaving and then just, you know, dub in stuff from him because I've got, like, hundreds of hours of Fort Max quotes.
Yes. You should totally Tim Curry him into this.
Except I think the only thing I'm going to have him say is dull. Dull, 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 dull. because I have that sound clip from him. We'll see if I remember that when I actually go to edit this later. Otherwise, this conversation will remain in instead.
Yeah.